Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Good evening, everyone. I guess that is my cue when I hear that last bit of music to start At Home with Victoria. I want to thank you so much for those of you that are taking the time to listen to us this evening. And, by the way, if it is going to be your first time listening to At Home with Victoria, because I know a lot of you guys out there are very excited because we've got a couple of celebrities in the house tonight, so you probably are, some of you, first-time callers. Celebrity makeup artist Kim Lee is going to be joining us tonight. A lot of you guys, especially in the D.C. area and also on the East Coast, you guys know Kim Lee. In fact, I've never had the opportunity of personally meeting her, but I know her through so many connections in Washington and myself being a television news anchor and being in that business. So Kim Lee is going to join us tonight. We're going to be talking fall fashion. We're going to be talking makeup. But, of course, we can't do a show without makeup and cosmetics and not talk about fashion. At Home with Victoria contributor, who is always gracious enough every, I guess it seems spring, summer, and fall to come on here, Tam, to give us, you know, her take on the latest styles and trends that we're seeing out there. So Tam is going to join us. It's so funny because you guys know she's always crazy busy. She's always somewhere on some airplane in a car doing her thing. And she sent me an email literally probably about 5 or 6 minutes ago. And she goes, hey, Victoria, I'm rushing. I'm in New York, and I hope to have this interview and conversation with you tonight inside the cab. So she was trying to get out of a cab there in the Big Apple where she's there working right now. So let's see if Tam has made it out of the cab. Tam, are you out of the cab, or are we talking in the cab?
No, actually, I am in the hotel now, so I made it in time. Just walked in the door.
I know. I think what happens, you like to do these things a couple of minutes before the show so you can stress me out. Is that what happens?
Yeah, exactly. It's always better that way.
Well, as always, it is so wonderful to hear your voice. And I know you'd mentioned to me that Kim may be running a little bit late, but I'm looking on the board and my producer is telling me that she is here. So I think the three of us should just be one big happy family, and we go ahead and bring Kim Lee, celebrity makeup artist, into the conversation as well to get it started. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I am absolutely wonderful. And before we get this conversation started, I just want you to know, and I mentioned at the top of the show, I've been a television news anchor for 17 years, and I've never had the chance to meet you in person, but, of course, through Tam, and we know a lot of mutual people, and I have seen your work, and you do absolutely wonderful, wonderful work out there.
Thank you so much, and it is such a pleasure to be on your show. I've heard so many wonderful things about you, and I'm looking forward to talking with you and the listeners tonight.
Well, we're all here, and Tam is here. She's made it inside the hotel, so let's get the whole thing started. So, Tam, we'll start with you first, and we can just kind of ping-pong back and forth and sort of piggyback up on each other. So in terms of the fall colors out there, what are we seeing?
All right. New York Fashion Week, okay, the verdict is in. So we got all these good colors for fall, and it's so funny that I'm here in New York right now. I'm actually all day today. I was at Market over at the Javits Center shopping for winter and holiday and pretty much spring. So I got a chance to see, you know, some of the spring stuff and some of the leftover winter. But the craziest thing is that red is the new black for fall. It is just taking over. Like, everybody's booth today just, you know, pretty much had a piece of red. You got to be able to do something red. And if you're not comfortable with, you know, doing a red pants or a red, you know, doing the whole ensemble red, you got to be able to just piece a piece of red somewhere to kind of, you know, just put it all together. But that's sort of one of the neutral pieces this fall. Is a piece of red. And then we have we still have our good colors, like the royal blue. We got the burnt orange. We're still in that color zone. We're still piggybacking off of spring with the color blocking. It's just, you know, a richer, deeper colors just for fall. But mm-hmm. it's going to be fun, and everybody's still going to be bright. But my favorite for the fall is definitely the royal blue and the mm-hmm. burnt oranges.
And speaking of the royal blue and burnt orange, Kim, I wasn't able to be your friend on Facebook because you know you've completely reached your limit. But I was able to see some of your posts, and I'm looking on your page right now to piggyback what Tam just talked about. I see that you've got three different colors, and your first one is actually orange. The second one is eggplant. The third one is our royal blue. So yeah, you guys are talking the same information there.
Absolutely. Orange is definitely one of my favorites, and it's a different orange, and Tam probably could talk a little more about it. It's not that orange that we, you know, knew from last season, which was more of a neon orange. It actually mm-hmm. is more subtle, and it's softer, and it actually reminds me of fall, the traditional fall orange. And I really love the color because it really warms up, you know, all skin tones and helps makeup mm-hmm. to really look beautiful. You know, because we tend not to have as much color, you know, once, you know, the seasons change. And so it's a great color, you know, to pair with, you know, the paler skin, even to some of my darker sisters. So I really, mm-hmm. really love this color. It's a fantastic color for all skin tones.
And what about the eggplant? That was second on your list, followed by that royal blue that Tam talked about.
Yes, indeedy. I really love the eggplant. And I posted this, and it's, you know, I have a couple of throwback colors. They're like my staple colors that I always wear. OPI Polish, Linkin Park After Dark, which is one of my favorite darker fingernail polishes. It's an eggplant color, and so I'm so used to seeing that color on nails, on toes, and even on lips in the fall, mm-hmm. but never quite seen it done the way it's been done on the runways. And so it's really very exciting for me, you know, to see some of my favorite hues being rocked on the runway. So, yeah, I'm excited about the colors that are being featured this fall, especially in as they pair with makeup.
Yeah. Tam, you know, something that we talked about when you were here for spring is, you know, all of us and your fans and listeners of At Home with Victoria, you know how we were freaking out about this whole color blocking thing and how am I going to do this. So a lot of women did tell me after you were done with that show months later that they took your advice and they did go and incorporate it because, Kim, we were kind of like, you know, you see this stuff on the runway, but, you know, as everyday women with jobs and families and going to the grocery store, we want to be practical and incorporate that into our everyday life. So we were all freaking out about how do I wear the color block? You know, do I have to wear the same color lipstick or cheek, you know, to kind of help color block with the clothing? But Tam gave us some great advice and said, you know, you can always use a solid color, whether it's going to be a jacket, you know, to kind of pair it with so that, you know, it doesn't get to be too crazy. And you're right about that red because I'm seeing that sort of red and that sort of dark burgundy and wine color every single store I go into. Now, that makes me excited because, Kim, I love that sort of eggplant color in the fall, especially women of color, and I have a very, very dark skin complexion. I just think it just completely pops on my face.
Oh, and I totally agree. And, you know, a lot of people are scared, you know, of a color like that because they feel like it's too vampy and it's too, you know, it's just too dark, just too much. And it really is not. I mean, it's one of those colors that I think it really depends on the hue of the eggplant. You know, some of them have a little more red in them. If you look at the undertone, some of them have a little more brown in them. And I think depending on the, you know, the designer or even the makeup line, which one you apply, you can always blot it, you know, if you're going to wear it on your lips, you know, and you mm-hmm. can actually just wear it kind of muted or if you want to wear a gloss with it. I do feel like it's too much for the office, but definitely fun for mm-hmm. after five. A great look if you're going to go to all the, you know, we have a lot of cocktail events coming up, you know, with the holidays, you know, approaching very quickly. And so that's really a nice color to take your office attire, you know, right into an evening look by just changing up that lip color. So, You know, it's definitely a fun color to try to tap into. You know, you can just throw pearls on or something with your white shirt and black pants and that lip and pull your hair back in a pony, and you're already ready for an after five event so quickly. You know, you're right in the office, you know, your office party, and you've gone right from the office, from the coffee room to the office party just that fast, you know. So it definitely is a great color to try to, you know, just experiment with a bit.
And, Tam, you know, what's interesting when Kim just said how you can basically just, you know, take a white shirt, a pair of black pants, and put your hair in a ponytail. As she was saying that, I was actually envisioning what type of woman that would be. And that is really universal. So that gets me to a point when it comes to fashion. You know, no matter what trends come and go, something like a nice, basic white quality shirt and a nice, basic pair of black pants, I mean, that's going to carry you quite a way.
Yeah, because you know what, fashion and style is so subjective. It's one of them things where it's no black and white. It, you know, it's what at the end of the day we all are looking for, that pretty woman moment. So that's what we're all trying to do. So it's just, you got to find what works for you. And I say at the beginning of the fall, one of my tips that I tell, I was just teaching this actually when me and Kim were doing a women's conference over the weekend. I was just teaching about buy your essentials in the beginning of the season so that you're not splurging and then you're not binge shopping. Is that make a list, you know, get your essentials. Mm-hmm. Like I just last week, I wanted to make sure that I got a legging in every color, a skinny jean, or whatever my essentials are for me. I make sure that I have those in the beginning of the season so that throughout the season, I'm just buying one pieces here and there. So that white top that you talked about, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to have a white top. Everybody has to have a black blazer, a royal blue blazer. Those are just your essentials so that in the middle of the season or on those moments where you got this event and you're not totally prepared, then you can slap on some layered pearls with your, you know, with a blazer and just a tank top under, and now you're ready for this, you know, party. So I just say go for the essentials in the beginning, and then you're always ready, and overload on accessories always.
Well, yeah, you definitely, especially with our listeners and most of our audience, Kim, it's basically, I would say, 80% are women, and these are working women that have graduate degrees and, you know, have, you know, are teachers and business officers and all sorts of things, professions out there with families and kids and doing their thing. So definitely Tam has always pushed to make sure that we have essentials, but not only essentials, that it's quality, because you don't want to, you know, spend, you know, something cheap on a white shirt and then every time you wash it, you've got to worry about if the thing is going to tear apart. And you know what I mean, be worried about if you're going to have to go out and get another one. But Tam and Kim, I know you're going to piggyback off of this. Tam is always getting after, not so much getting after, but sort of making sure that the women and the listeners of At Home with Victoria know essentials are really great, but also you've got to have the undergarments to wear, because if you don't have the right undergarments, whether it's the Spanx or, you know, the right bra or this to hold you in, it can just be a complete disastrous look.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, that's one of the essentials. I think everybody should invest in some good undergarments, because that can actually make or break your outfit. And I mean, seriously, make or break it.
Kim, I'm looking at your page here, and I know you've had talked about yesterday that it's Fashion Week in D.C., and I know you also do radio as well, so she's not only makeup celebrity artist. I was reading a lot more of your bio today. She's also a minister as well, and something that's close to my heart. I know you like to work with youth, and you also do radio and television as well. And I know you were telling people that on praisedc.com and Praise 104.1, you were going to be talking about what the 8 hottest colors are for the fall. Can you give us some of those, or your favorites at least?
Yes. And that question was for me, or it was for me, right? Or was it for Tam?
Yes, I'm sorry, yes.
That's okay. I just wanted to make sure. So, like Tam said, you know, red is really hot for the season. Also, even in makeup, red lips are always going to be a staple piece. You know, it's definitely something, you know, I remember my mom, you know, she still is this way. She won't go to the mailbox without her red lips. And I always tell people, if you want to secure your first class seat, always wear your red lips to the airport. So red lips are always going to work. You know, I put red lips on in shades, and I've been bumped up to first class on many occasions because you look the part. And so, you know, I think with the right pair of shades and the right lip color, it's always a very sexy and a very mature. It's a very, it's a grown and sexy look, as I like to call it. It's a fantastic look, you know, for everyone. Everyone can wear red. So definitely I want to dispel the myth that women can't wear red if you're darker or lighter in complexion. Totally not true. Again, it goes back to the same philosophy that I use with the eggplant, in that you can wear the red. It just depends on the hue. So some women look better in corally reds, and some people look better in more of a blue red, and others look, you know, better in a brick red. It just really depends on your skin tone. It is something that certainly, you know, when you go into the store, that's why they have counters at the mall. So you go there, mm-hmm. and you try it out. And, you know, you try on two or three of them and walk around the mall and look at yourself in different mirrors, and you'll see, watch all the men turn their heads. I'm telling you, red is a showstopper. Another great look for fall is definitely a smoky eye, and it's actually really more of a cat eye effect. So women, if you really want to experiment with a trend and you're like, oh, I don't really know, you know, the cat eye is definitely one. It's one that I actually used on Sparkle when they, you know, asked me about coming to do the movie Sparkle. They said, can we want to do, you know, a 60s look with a modern twist? And so, you know, I had gone to the runway shows for fall back in the spring, and so I was able to see what was going to be on the runways. And so, ironically, it was that cat eye. And so I was able mm-hmm. to duplicate some of those looks for Sparkle. And, you know, so the ladies that were in Sparkle, Carmody Jogo and Tika Sumpter and Jordan Sparks, you know, they looked amazing with that cat eye. And if you notice, all three of them are different complexions. All three of them have different mm-hmm. eye shapes. And all three of them rock that cat eye. So definitely, ladies, you can rock the cat eye. You can do it very, very easily, very effortlessly with just the right liner. You know, just taking that liner and swooping it out and extending it past your eye line, you know, just a bit. And just practice at home. You know, lots of times we have lots of time at home and we're watching television, but we could just be in the mirror practicing instead of watching right. what they're doing. Let's not talk about it. Let's be about it. You know, so I mm-hmm. always tell women, you have time, you know, while we're kind of doing other things. Sometimes you can just take 15 minutes to practice putting those things on. And then finally, another great color that I love is actually the orange lip. It's definitely mm-hmm. a deeper orange, and it's NARS has some beautiful orange pencils, lip pencils, which actually work really well for the busy woman, you know, the woman who doesn't have a whole lot of time, you know, that person that lines their lips while they're driving mm-hmm. at the light, and they sit right. at the light and say, put my lipstick on real quick. NARS has these chunky lip pencils that I love, and they're great because, you know, they double as a liner slash lipstick, and so they're really wonderful. So they have some really, really phenomenal colors, but one of them is like an orange hue, and that's called Dragon Girl, and it's a beautiful color, and I definitely suggest the listeners going out and trying those and just, you know, stepping into some different hues for the fall.
I think Kim, that the orange, I never personally have worn that color. I think I can wear it, so I'm actually going to go out in the next couple of days and try that NARS that you're talking about, and maybe I'll take a couple of pictures and post on Facebook so everybody can see what it actually looks like. But that made me think, because I remember when I was full-time as a television news anchor, and I was very fortunate, and I would tell people, because of my skin complexion being so dark, I could wear any color I wanted. Didn't matter what color, every single color popped. And when, you know, I would do the evening news, whether it was burgundies or pinks or purples or didn't matter, whatever color, I would always get emails from people asking me, you know, what color jacket is that or what color is this. So I've always felt like I was very fortunate, you know, that I just, or maybe it was my delusional thinking that I could wear any color that I wanted to wear, and I just did it. I don't know, but I was thinking of this guy, funny story, who was in prison, and Tam and Kim, I'm telling you, this guy would literally write me letters probably at least once a week, and he would literally critique me on my clothes and my makeup and what I was wearing, what colors I looked nice in. And the funny thing about it was that when I really sat down and I read every single thing that he was telling me, it was clear that he had put a lot of thought into it, and he was actually, you know, really right with some of his critiques. So I always tell people, it doesn't matter where you are, where you come from, or what your situation is at that point. You know, there's always good advice that anybody out there can actually give you. And speaking of advice, Kim, I do have a question for you. You probably get this all the time about foundation. Is there any particular type of foundation that you like? Do you like the cream, the powder, or it just depends on the person's face and the skin tone and what type of work you're doing?
I think you answered the question, but I think it depends on what the person is doing. You know, there are several different textures of foundation. The lightest, of course, is that of a tinted moisturizer, which is great for if you're going to the market. I love the tinted moisturizer for the woman who's definitely not into a whole lot of makeup but wants to look polished and wants to have the protection of that moisturizer, wants to have the SPF in it to protect from the sun. Ladies, you have to remember, even though we're, those of you that are African-American that are tuning in, we still have to protect our skin from the sun and so and from free radicals and pollutants and things like that. So it's important that you are putting a moisturizer on. Some ladies will say, well, Kim, my skin is already oily. Why would I do that? Well, you definitely need to protect your skin. And so there are different types of moisturizers and tinted moisturizers where they don't have as much oil in them. Some of them are oil-free, they say, where, you know, they don't, you know, disperse as much, you know, oil on the skin. So a tinted moisturizer is going to be your lightest in texture. And then, of course, there's your liquid foundation. And there are different kinds of liquid foundations where the texture is very thin. What I love about today's liquid foundations, though, is that they are buildable, which means that once that first layer dries, you can always take and put one more layer on top or even a third layer if you find that the foundation is not quite enough. So that's great for, say, you want to put one layer on, say, maybe for, you know, the gym or maybe for the office. You don't want to put a lot on. But then if you're going out again for that evening event after work event, you put that second layer on, and so you're good to go. And for those of you who have some problems with skin, hyperpigmentation, acne, things like that, you need to put a third layer on, then certainly you can do that as well. And then the last level of foundation, of course, is your cream to powder foundation, and that's where it is a cream, and then it may dry as a powder, and you would set it with the powder. That's for a person who likes maximum coverage. And typically, you know, that's for a person who has some hyperpigmentation issues. Perhaps you have some darkness on the skin from, again, from acne scarring and or maybe from, you know, from hair that is, you know, on the skin. They call it folliculitis barbae, which is where you have that darkness on the neck area from hair growing in. A lot of African-American women suffer from folliculitis barbae, and it's one of those things that, you know, can be covered. But I always suggest clearing it up instead of covering it up. It's definitely always going to be your first option is to clear it up. But until you can clear it up and you need to cover it, I would suggest using a cream to powder or, you know, a product that is a little thicker in texture, sort of like a Dermablend or maybe perhaps an Iman or something like that, you know, that is a cream to powder. Those are also buildable as well. And you would set those with, you know, a powder foundation. And then, of course, you know, we have our old faithful, our MAC foundation lovers who love that Studio Fix. And, you know, Studio Fix, I used to love Studio Fix, Victoria. I mean, you couldn't peel me away from it. But it seems as if the texture of it has changed a bit, and it doesn't quite give the coverage that it used to. And sometimes it can pale out, make you look a little chalky. And so I think women are finding that once their skin oxidizes, which means those natural oils come through and your skin darkens about a half a shade, it looks a lot better. So I don't quite love that Studio Fix by itself, but I do like to use it to set foundation with. So if you want to set your liquid foundation, if you have oily skin, you just want to take a light powder brush and just brush it over top. You know, that's going to help. Remember, ladies, if you are going to do that, anytime you use a puff or a brush, it's going to apply less. And if you use a sponge, you're going to actually apply more. So you make that choice. So if you say, Kim, I need a lot of coverage, you use your sponge. If I need light coverage, use your powder brush. And that's going to always be very helpful to you in keeping your skin to look its very best. Always match from the neck up. We don't want to see demarcation. That definitely is a no-no, which means a difference in color from the neck to your face. That's definitely a no-no. So you're matching yourself from the neck up. So, you know, if you have a darker neck, say, you know, sometimes, you know, our women who are with child, they are pregnant, you know, their necks may get a little darker. They're like, well, Kim, what do? I don't want my face as dark as my neck.
Right.
Well, you meet somewhere right in between. You know what I mean? Because unfortunately, until that skin changes, that pigmentation changes, you don't want to look obviously shades lighter than your neck. So you meet somewhere right in between, and you graduate the color up. My last suggestion with women is always have two foundations. Kim, why do I need two foundations? This is really a Kim Lee trick. and one that I suggest. If you look at your face, ladies, and I want you guys to pull a mirror out really quickly. If you look at your face, you will notice that your skin is different tones. Under your eyes, you might be darker. Some of you say, I'm lighter under my eyes. Down your nose. If you ever put your foundation on, have you noticed that you put it on your nose, it's one color, but maybe when you put it on your forehead, it's too light?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Or maybe if you put it around your jawline, it's too light, but maybe around your contour area, which is right on your cheeks or down your nose and on your chin, it's perfect. That's because your skin is different hues. It's different complexions. And so around the perimeter of your face, which is around your forehead, all the way around the outer corners of your face, it's typically darker. That part of your skin doesn't have as many pores, and so makeup just sits there. So when you put that foundation on, it doesn't really oxidize. Now, when you go into the nose area, which is right under the eyes, and then down your nose, that area is a little bit lighter. And so you use two different foundations because you want to give the effect, you want to match your skin to what it is. Now, you may find if you go to the beach that your skin may get a little darker and may even out, and that's perfectly fine. You put that lighter one away until next year because foundation has a two-year shelf life. So you're going to use it again. As soon as you lose that tan, you're going to use that foundation again. So, ladies, you need two foundations just to make your skin look even, and so that way you have that finished look, that polished look, and that fabulous look.
Man, Tam, I have to tell you, you know I've been a television news anchor my entire life. I have sat in many makeup classes at TV stations and people from CNN and this and that, and I have to tell you, I don't think I've learned as much as what I've learned in that whole breath that Kim just took and the information that she just gave.
Me too. I'm sitting here taking notes, and it's so funny because I'm with her all the time, and I didn't know all of this stuff. So I'm sitting here like, oh, yeah? Okay, well, let me get these things. I learned a whole bunch tonight. I'm ready.
I know, but the thing is, you know, and it's clear when Kim Lee, honey, gets on a roll, she's on a roll. So there is no stopping her or interrupting to throw a question in there. But it's interesting because, Kim, you mentioned a product that I use, which is Dermablend, but with the Dermablend, I just find for me cream works better, you know, for my skin complexion and just my skin type. But you're right, I have two different colors. I have chroma 4 and chroma 6 chocolate and reddish tans. I live by those two colors. But you're right, you know, in certain parts of my face, I have to use a little bit more of the reddish tan. And then on other parts of my face, I have to use more of the chocolate. So, yeah, so I mean that just really rang true to me. And speaking of makeup, so before I kind of sent out information that you guys are going to be on here tonight, and I'd like to take a couple of questions from interested folks. And most of the questions that I got for you is, do you have your own makeup line? And if you don't, have you ever thought about coming out with your own makeup line, Kim?
I don't have my own makeup line, and I do need my own makeup line, and eventually I will definitely do that. You know, just really quickly, you know, Estee Lauder really has the makeup market on lockdown. You know, she owns probably about 90% of the makeup lines that you see in the stores.
Wow.
Because she owns the licensing and the patent. She has patented many of the colors that you see. So say it's red number 6. You know, she has patented that color. And that color, of course, because it's a primary, is in primarily all of the colors that we use. And so companies, in order for them to be able to be established, you have to kind of fall under her umbrella. So we're hoping that, you know, in the process of us going through some chemists and so forth, that line will definitely come to play. And, you know, ultimately, you know, you want to be able to sell in a mass production kind of situation and not, you know, just online and so forth. You want women to be able to take full advantage of that. So I'm hoping that, you know, this will happen soon. And been doing some talking with some folks. And so we're trying to make that happen. We are very optimistic that one day you will see a Kim Lee brand in Macy's or Nordstrom's or Neiman's.
Excellent. You know, even inside our chat room, and speaking of the chat room, I want to thank Marilyn Bennett, who's producing tonight from the great state of Tennessee, and Sandy is listening from Nebraska. We've got a lot of guests also with us tonight, and Keisha and Goofy Bone, I want to say hello. But even my producer just said, she goes, quote, I had no idea that Estee Lauder owns the colors of all of this. So even that was information to me because I didn't know that the lady or the company owns 90%. So even with that 90%, so you're talking about brands like Iman. I mean, that is she under her too?
No, Iman doesn't fall under the Estée umbrella, but Clinique does, MAC, Bobbi Brown. They all are owned. 51% are owned by Estée Lauder. And so, and of course, she owns her own brand, Estee Lauder. So a lot of the companies that have been household favorites and, you know, household names to us, you know, she owns 51% of that. And it's one of those things where you don't have a choice, you know. And so, you know, a lot of times when you do see companies where they say, oh, you know, we got in, and our chemists did this and they did that. I just want to educate the listeners that sometimes that's not exactly true. That they really don't actually, they have not coined that product, that product is really something that they have had to purchase from under her umbrella, and it's just the way it is. And so getting into that billion-dollar business is something that, you know, you need a lot of residual income to do, and if you want to play with the big boys, you got to be able to play big boy ball. That's what I call it. So you got to be able to have, you know, your guns in order, and so, you know, that's something that, you know, in talking with her, with those who work at the corporate level, it's really more than a notion. It really and truly is. And I'm so passionate about what I do for a living, and definitely don't want to just stamp my name on something that, you know, that someone else has formulated.
I totally agree. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I want to thank you for literally not only educating me, because I, you know, I just didn't know that. I never sought that information out. And speaking of knowing information, so, of course, when Tam came on, Tam, what was it that we were talking about? And Tam got into this whole history of Forever 21, and she basically almost had every single At Home with Victoria listener boycotting Forever 21. She gave us a life lesson education on the woman who owns that, and basically how she goes around and rips different designers off and copies their work and this and that. So, of course, Tam, you know, I never look at Forever 21 the same again. You totally just have destroyed that. I don't even go into that store anymore, thanks to you. But thank you, though, because you did teach me something.
I mean, I still go in Forever 21. I just wanted to make sure. I mean, because a lot of people have been asking me about the different lawsuits and stuff that that Forever 21 was being faced with, and it's not just Forever 21. It's pretty much that's just the way of the world. You know, what people do is that they wait for Fashion Week. You got these top notch designers that most, you know, the working woman, we can't afford the $3,000 and $4,000 dresses and shirts and stuff. So you have the Zaras and the Forever 21s, you know, basically all the smaller stores. What they do is they mimic what they see on the runway. But it's a really thin line between, I don't necessarily want to say copycat, it's a thin line because it's what's in, and they're mimicking what's hot and what, you know, whatever the trends are. So it's a very thin line, and that's why, you know, Forever 21, you know, they've calmed down now. But, you know, in the beginning, they I think DVF won the Diane von Furstenberg. She won the lawsuit because they copied in a pattern that she had already had copywritten. So anyway, it was just a big old deal. But they've calmed down. But again, every store right now, it's like leather is hot right now. So every store is carrying leather. So it's very hard to try to not, you know, kind of just, you know, I don't want to say copy, but it's kind of hard to get away from just not, you know, wearing what's trendy, or, you know, the designers making what's hot, or, you know, just like Fashion Week, we just saw these are the hottest colors. So now all the designers are like, oh, well, this is what we got to carry. So it's a really thin line, though.
And speaking of what's hot, so leather is hot. Anything else out there, Tam, that we need to sort of keep an eye out for besides red?
Leather is definitely hot, and it's not in a 100% genuine leather. It's a faux leather. A lot of the designers are using faux leather, whether it's accent on leggings, whether it's patches on your sweaters or, you know, your shirts. But a lot of people are using the leather collars. It's just leather is everywhere. So I'm pretty sure you guys are going to find a piece of that in your closet somewhere this fall. And the one thing that I do love that I was actually amazed to see come down the runway on Fashion Week was cozy and fuzzy and big sweaters. Like, I love, love, love that look with a pair of leggings. And I was really surprised to see that come down the runway. So I did see a lot of that today here at Market, just big oversized sweaters, which, you know, in different shades of colors, different silhouettes. So that's going to be a fun piece for the winter. Yeah.
Well, listen, I know you ladies are very busy. Kim and Tam, I kept you. I always sneak in and keep people that are really good a little bit longer than what I say. I know I say, oh, yeah, we're just going to be on for about 15 or 20 minutes, and, of course, that ends up turning into 35 to 40 minutes. So, Kim, tell us what you're up to right now. I do have your website, so anybody can check out Kim. Her website is posted on my Facebook page. Also, our producer, Mara Bennett, has it inside the chat room. But if we want to follow you and kind of connect with you and see what you're up to, how can we do that?
Well, you can actually follow me on Twitter, and that's thekimlee, that's T-H-E-E-K-Y-M-L-E-E, or I definitely have an Instagram page, which I love Instagram because, you know, what we do is so visual. So Tam and I have a good time on Instagram posting and teaching, you know, some of our followers, you know, some of the latest trends. And I actually did a 30-day countdown for Sparkle, which was a whole lot of fun, you know, and some of the looks that I did and all of the products that I used, you know, while on the set of Sparkle. So that really was, you know, a whole lot of fun. And so I definitely suggest following me on Instagram, which is also thekimlee. And what we have coming up recently, actually this weekend, Tam and I, we're having a big event. It's actually a charity event. We're calling it Partying for a Purpose. And we are giving the money back to the Kennedy Foundation, which is geared towards women who have overcome domestic violence. And Tam will be featuring her fall collection on our runway at this event, which is going to be in Bowie, Maryland. So I'm excited about this. It's myself and two other celebrity makeup artists who our birthdays are actually this month. And so we are partying for this very good cause, and we just want to give back to those women who are in need. And this time we are giving back to the women who are suffering or battling with the whole epidemic of domestic violence. So we hope that, you know, those of you who are following me on Twitter or following us on Instagram, that you can come out and purchase your ticket. It's only $25. And, again, a portion of the proceeds will go to the Kennedy Foundation. So that's what Tam and I, we have coming up. So we're excited, right, Tam?
Yes, we are. I just actually had the model fitting last night, so that was exciting. And I'm here in New York today shopping actually for winter and spring, but then I'm also picking up some pieces that I'm going to feature in the fashion show on Saturday. So I am super excited to finally drop the curtain, open the curtain, I mean, on this fall 2012, because everybody's been so excited, like, when is fall coming out, when is fall coming out? So I'm actually going to post everything, put everything on the website by this weekend, the entire new fall collection, which I'm really excited because it's some awesome, awesome pieces. And I think I've been on the road for a couple of weeks now, you know, as I always am in September. September is really busy for me because fall is just starting to come out. So, you know, I went and blessed the Philly ladies. They had a good time and had the Hush experience. So, you know, we were there, and we did a couple events back in D.C., some women conferences and stuff. So we got a busy, busy schedule in September. So me and Kim, we're doing
Kim, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I was sitting here thinking when Kim was telling me about the event that you guys are doing and the collaboration together, and with me reading Kim's bio, man, I mean, I have to tell you guys, if it's one thing that anybody knows about me, I mean, I have covered every single, you know, famous event, presidents, all the things that, you know, a journalist can ever imagine covering in one's lifetime and being very fulfilled with it. But I was thinking when you guys were talking about the charity event, most of the time, I would say 90% of the time, most of the stories that I cover that really did my heart good, that I really enjoyed covering and being there, not to say that I didn't, the rest were always community events like the one that you guys are participating in, because that kind of stuff to me, it's, you know, it's real. Like, you can touch and feel the people, you know, you're there for a cause, you're helping people, and it's no greater way then you know what I'm saying, Kim and Tam, then giving back to your community, because ones who have been blessed with so much as the two of you have, and you know, to not keep it but to give back. I just think that's wonderful. I really, really do.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
We actually just did an event last week, and it was a pain through the process of women's conference. And Kim actually ministered to a group of women, and I did makeovers and gave away some outfits and stuff. So that was really, really an awesome event. It was well, Kim,
did either of you break down and cry?
No, but actually some of the women did, though. We didn't, but uh-huh. Some of the women did. So they received a whole lot of good stuff from Kim. She's an awesome mm-hmm. minister. And of course, you know, me giving the clothes, a couple of the ladies, they cried because they just couldn't believe it. It's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're giving me this. So it's just an awesome feeling to be able to give back and to be able to use the platform that we have to be able to bless other women and just, you know, to be able to inspire and teach and just, you know, give back.
Well, both of you inspired me, and like I said, Kim, I have known you indirectly just through people. And actually, Kim, your name first came up to me through a friend of mine who was a makeup artist, and her name escapes me. She was more of, I would say, an acquaintance, and she was a makeup artist for CNN. This is like way, way, way back in the day, and she knew mm-hmm. that I was from D.C., and she said, hey, you know, do you know Kim Lee? And of course, your name is so easy to remember. And I said no, and she says, oh my goodness. So it's so funny how things come around. So that was like many years ago. So that
oh,
was
wow.
my Tracy is her name. That was my first introduction to actually hearing about you, and that was through this woman who was a freelance makeup artist for CNN, the main headquarters in Atlanta. So it is
wow.
Wonderful and funny how small the world is. But anyway, listen, ladies, thank you so much. And Kim, if you Tam already knows this, but if you ever have any type of event or anything that you've got going on, I know you've got every media outlet in D.C., but if there's ever anything that I can do for you on my little humble show, or, you know, you're more than welcome to just call or email and say, hey, Vic, I've got this going on. Can you get me on? Or if it's not you, if you want to send somebody else on, or, you know, whatever you've got going on that you need support for, I'm always here. It's just a matter of you emailing me. And Tam can tell you, you can find me easily, and I definitely make it happen.
Well, thank you so much for that. And certainly, you know, I always am so grateful every time I have an opportunity to speak, regardless of the outlet, because it's an opportunity to share with, you know, those who are listening. And if you just touch one person, then your mission has been, well, my purpose has been fulfilled. So I thank
Absolutely.
You so much for extending that invitation to me. I'm just really grateful for this opportunity, and I just hope that we'll be able to talk again soon.
Oh, we will, because you guys know there's so many events in D.C., and eventually you'll get a tap on your shoulder, and I'll say, hey, it's Victoria. So, yeah, I know we will. It will definitely happen. Listen, I know you're busy because you've got the Black Caucuses in D.C., so I know Tam told me that you were working on that. So best of wishes with that. Continue to make all of us look beautiful, and God bless. And I just want to thank both of you for being on. I appreciate your time tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And again, ladies, that was, you know, you guys know Tam. Tam is a regular contributor to At Home with Victoria. Make sure you check out her website. She said she's going to be uploading new information and pictures for fall. That's www.lovehushboutique.com. Marilyn Bennett has all of Tam's information, Kim's information inside the chat room. You can also find both of their information on my wall on Facebook as well. But like I said, you know, I'm always, of course, interested in fall makeup and fashion and all those girly things. But it's also wonderful at the end of having a conversation like that when you just, you know, basically you're dealing with two really good, wonderful women who are out there making a difference and who are able to share their gift of what they're able to do and, you know, to be able to share it with others. So, in fact, that information, that event that they have together, I'll find out more about that and post it on my wall, because I do believe Kim and Tam said tickets are still available. So if you are in D.C. and you're looking for something to do, like what, like, of course you have to go, right? I mean, what other what other thing do you have going on than to, you know, hang out at that event? And speaking of events, I'm on Facebook today, so I thought this would sort of connect in very well with the show. A childhood friend of mine who I haven't seen in forever, and we reconnected through a church event in D.C. at Master's Child in the D.C. area, and also through Facebook, Kwanda. So Kwanda has this event, and she's, and now Kwanda is actually into fashion and all that stuff, but I think she deals more with young people, kids and teens. So I just happened to see that she posted on my wall that she has got this event. I think it's coming up October the 5th and 6th. So I said, hey, I've got a few extra minutes before I talk to Sandy about this workout thing, so why don't you call in and tell us about your event? So she actually decided to do that. So let's see if we can get the Kwanda on the line. Hey, Kwanda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hey, darling. First time on my show. I'm so excited.
I know. It's amazing how we hooked back up again. And I'm in church right now, so I'm like, okay, she
are
did
you?
It. That's great.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully you're in a nice, secure area where you won't have to talk loud, and the deacons and them won't stare at you with that mean face saying, be quiet, you're talking too loud. So listen, tell everybody quickly about your business and then about the event that you've got coming up.
Okay. God bless you with a ministry called In His Image Ministry. It's a ministry that's geared towards building self-esteem. So right now, I became an agency this year for kids ages 3 to 15, but I always wanted to work with DC Fashion Week, but they've never had kids in their events. And so for 4 years, I've been asking a person that's over DC Fashion Week. So I just decided, okay, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to try this on my own. So, and I cannot use the word, I can't use DC because, of course, it belongs to him. So God gave
right.
me Kid Couture Fashion Week because I have a fashion line, which is couture. And so it's called Kid Couture Fashion Week. And it's October the 5th, 6th, and 7th. It's a weekend thing because the kids are back in school. And it's a great event as far as I'm still planning, I'm still working things out. And I actually, since I started, I have found a lot of kid designers that I could not find before. It's like the moment I start moving in it, everything's been working out.
Isn't that amazing? Because, you know, a lot of times people will, or, you know, God will sort of give you something inside your head like this show. I had no idea. I kind of was trying to keep this show a secret and only let a few people.
Right.
And then all of a sudden what turned into what I thought was a secret turned into over 10,000 people finding out in
wow.
different communities that I worked in television. So it is amazing that once you actually put it out there in the universe and you start talking about it, then all of a sudden every single thing that you need or what you need starts to come to you, right?
Exactly. I mean, you know, a lot of our kids go through so much. You know, it's like it's worse now. Even when I was younger in elementary, it's worse for them now. And so the ministry is geared just to build a child's self-esteem because a lot of them go through a lot of things in school. And we do a lot of teaching, biblical teaching, and we do a lot of runway, of course. But my thing is the heart. You know, once God deals with your heart, once they're on the runway, it would show forth a bit of growth, and it would shine on the runway.
Right.
So mine is a heart thing. My ministry is a heart thing. I mean, I love the runway, and the kids love, they love the pose, they love the walk, it's the tour. But if your heart is not right, if you have low self-esteem, it's going to show. So
exactly.
My thing is the heart. Once they
now,
grow,
and I'm also assuming you probably going to have more kids for this than what you need, right? Because, you know, once you get the word out there and parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles find out about it, everybody wants their kid in these kinds of things, I find.
Yeah, they do. I have a lot of kids. They are in other things, too. But they, you know, they're with me, too. So and because it's the first event in D.C., a fashion week for kids, a lot more kids actually today want to come and join the BMC. I'm like, I have a lot of kids already.
I know.
But I have
and,
to pay for all these kids.
And talk about, although I know, like you said, it's still in your head and you're putting stuff together, so is it strictly going to be just kind of a runway fashion show for the kids?
Yeah, it's straight runway. On October the 5th, it's our network party, which all our hairstylists, makeup artists, models, and photographers get together. But the main event is going to be October 6th. It's at the Life Center, Camp Spring, Maryland, or Temple Hills, Maryland. And that event is geared towards Straight Runway. We do have kid dancing singers, mm-hmm. and we have Mine's coming. And the next day is a fun show because, kids are fun, so I don't try to make it so serious. The next day we do a lot of routines. It's still a Straight Runway where we have routines. And, like, we have a scene called Cruella DeVille. We just had one person acting like Cruella and the kids from all around her. And they love it.
Nice.
But it's always fun, and I'm just going to grow,
I do believe that I will look at my calendar and make sure that I'm around in D.C. for that event. Yeah, because, I can't or I will not miss it. I'm sure because I was looking at the dates today and kind of thinking in my head that I don't have anything saying that I wanted to go to that. And because anything dealing with kids, although I don't have any myself, I have a niece and nephew, but I just love them and just completely eat them up. But look, we're going to continue to talk about the event. So I got all the information. So we generally have shows sometimes two or three times a week, depends on kind of what's going on. But in all the shows, we'll definitely talk about it. So any new information that you get, just send it to me on Facebook or post on my wall, and I'll get it out there. I do have a question right now. This is from looks like Jody, who is in Northwest Washington, and she wants to know, when will tickets go on sale? Have you gotten that far?
Yeah, tickets are on sale now. Right now. You could email me. I do have PayPal. You could call me. All the information is on the flyer. And we can do that too. Or I can even meet. Like, we have a lot of kids and parents that's selling tickets for the event. Because we're raising money for St. Jude Hospital.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Well, I'll put all the information, and actually you already posted it on Facebook, I saw, but I'll continue to put the information. So if you guys have any questions, you can get the information from there, or I'm sure you can also, you'll see Quanda on my page. You can also email her. Yeah, it won't be a problem. We'll definitely make sure you get the information if, in fact, you are interested in going and taking part of that. So listen, love, thank you for calling in. The next time you call in, I'll have you tell some childhood stories about me to entertain. No, actually, better yet, we'll put your mom on the phone.
She
can tell some childhood stories. You said, that wouldn't be a good idea.
No.
That would be like putting, can you imagine my mom and your mom on the phone telling childhood stories about us? Honey, that would be a disaster.
Yes.
No way. Speaking of your mom, tell her I think I'll be in town in a couple of weeks, so I'll come by and see her. Or if she's not listening, maybe you shouldn't tell her. I'll surprise her. So don't tell her, okay?
I'm not going to tell her.
All right, love. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. All right,
bye-bye. We'll talk soon. And, again, that was a childhood friend of mine, Quanda. All her information is on my Facebook page, and she's doing a kids' couture runway fashion show. You know, you've got New York Fashion Week, you've got Fashion Week in D.C., and many cities and counties across the U.S., everybody sort of will piggyback off of New York Fashion Week. I'm sure many of your communities, you guys are doing your own fashion show. So that is going to be coming up October the 5th and the 6th. Tickets are on sale for that now, so I will post that information, and Mar is also going to find it and post the information inside the chat room as well. So I decided that we've got about 6 minutes left. I thought it would be very fitting to end the show tonight with one of our faithful and loyal listeners, Sandy. Sandy lives in Nebraska. She's a really, really big supporter of At Home with Victoria, myself, and entertainment co-host Michael Kay. So here's the deal with Sandy. Here's why I decided, you know what, Sandy, you need to come on the show. Well, for one, she hasn't been on in quite some time. But to know Sandy is to know she wants nothing to do with exercise. She can't stand it. Every time I post something about how I'm going to the gym, I'm going to work out, I'm going to do this, she always gives me crap about it. But then all of a sudden yesterday, she tagged me in this saying, oh, guess what? My really good friend, journalist Victoria Gaither, inspired me. I am going to work out. So with that said, Sandy, are you on the line, kid?
Yes, I am.
So, wait, you get an official clap for this.
Yeah.
And Sandy, you know you listen to the show long enough. Not everybody gets a clap, so I bow down to you. So what made you decide that you wanted to go to the gym? This is a good thing for you.
My friend Lana, she's a teacher, a dance teacher, and she was kind of feeling like, you know, she was out of shape. So she decided to get together a class, and it's kind of like dance and fitness together. Not really Zumba, but she has, like, routines that we'll be doing.
Well, I am very, very proud of you because you have to tell you, the reason why, guys, this is important if you don't know the story is because I love Zumba. You know, I'm always trying to work out just because it makes me feel better, and I have chronic Lyme disease, so that's a way that I can kind of try to keep it under control. So, Sandy, every time I post something on Facebook about working out, she always gives me crap about it. So it's such a big deal that she decided that she was going to do this, right?
Right. I just, I know you do so many different things, Victoria. Who can keep up? But you just have a lot of energy. And, you know, I work these overnight hours, so I'm always just feel like I'm so tired. But I really can see myself getting out of shape. And
yeah.
I thought, you know, what the heck? I mean, I'm 44, you know, I need to do this, try to keep up with my kid. So, but my friend made it to where it's fun. You know, we do drills when we first get there, and we do, like, the squats and the lunges and everything, and that helps us stretch. And then she makes it, and she incorporates all the fitness and the moves into a dance routine. So I'm
mm-hmm.
going to be posting a video on Facebook next Tuesday. We're going to start
Ooh.
Michael Jackson's Thriller, so... It's going to be quite exciting.
I am so proud. I am so proud of you because you guys don't know. I mean, I've been on this fitness journey forever. And I'm telling you, Sandy, it has at least been about at least over a year that you've been giving me, you know, teasing me about this whole exercise thing.
Right? Like, do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you know where the gym is? And I said, yeah, I passed it on my way to Wendy's, you know? But I just really got inspired. I just think it's neat, and I think it's neat that you're paddleboarding because that's something that I started doing with a friend. It really, you know, does kill your arms, though, but, you know, I just really need to get into this. I'm 44. I don't want to see myself, you know, my health decline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've seen so many people
who you're
have,
right.
You know,
I mean, you know, and you're right because the thing is that, what I find that, and I don't know what your experience was like, but actually, once I actually get into a routine and start exercising, especially if I'm around other people, it's actually fun, and I actually enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, well, this will be a way. I love dance, and I used to do jazz dance, so I thought, well, this will be a lot of fun. This will be different. And I'm not the kind of person, you know me, I told you, I'm not going in no gym, in no spandex pants, and for
right,
all these people.
Exactly. Right.
And get
no,
on a bicycle,
and,
you know. But this is something
yeah.
where my friend, you know, she, you know, we're not all super thin, but we're not too overweight, but we wanted something that was going to be fun and something that'll be, you know, we actually
right.
accomplish something. Like, we learn a routine, and then we'll do that every 4 weeks. So it'll be quite fun, I think. And I'm looking forward to the next class, actually, which I know you just can't believe I'm saying that right now, but
I know I can't. I mean, I'm actually trying. I'm listening to you and trying to post information about. I know you wanted to ask a question with Kim Lee, so I don't want you to think I saw it when it was kind of too late because, you know, the chat room information is kind of messing up and I could barely see
right.
what you were trying to say. So I don't want
I'm
you to think that
game,
I was ignoring
you know?
But I know Kim and Pam
fine.
are going to be back on probably for kind of holiday makeup. So we'll make sure you're the first person to call in with that. And I won't forget, but here's my question before we have to go, because we only have like a couple of seconds left. So the first class that you did you actually enjoy it is what I want to know.
Oh yeah. And we laughed and we had so much fun, and it was like, it was just very laid back. And that's what I really liked about it. You know, I didn't feel, when I first went, I was all nervous. Girl, I had butterflies in my stomach. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to make a fool of myself. And honestly, the other girls, everybody just had the best time. And, you know, once the music gets going and you're just, you know, I mean, it just seemed like, wow, I had such energy. And even after the class, you know, I didn't stop at McDonald's or Taco Bell, which I normally probably would have. And I just was like,
I know, but the problem is, but see, here's what's funny about that. Normally, of course, you would go to McDonald's or Taco Bell, but the problem is it's kind of like you do all that work and exercise. You're like, you know, I'm not going to go kill it just by doing that, all the work that I put into it. Forget McDonald's or Taco Bell, right?
And, Victor, I didn't realize, like, after an hour of, you know, just doing that, because it had been so long, that the energy that I had afterwards, like, I went to work, you know, I worked the overnight, so we were done at 10:15. And my coworkers were like, you know, you need to calm down.
I know. Isn't that amazing? I was talking to somebody about that. I was saying that even after I work out, I know at least for the next hour or hour and a half that I'm going to have a tremendous amount of energy. But it is amazing. It's kind of hard to try to explain to people that, yeah, you know, you're actually going to get energy. If you actually work out, you'll get more energy. So it is kind of weird to explain it. So I'm glad that you did experience that.
Right. I mean, it was just so much fun. And I will keep you guys updated. I'll post videos. And, you know, my friend Lana is very excited. She's a great dance teacher, great dance instructor. I actually used to be her babysitter, which is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so I'll post the videos so you guys can kind of see how we do it. And I think it's
And, you know, I was sitting here thinking, I want to say it's, and I just want to let everybody know that the show actually has ended because we ran out of time. But so what it will do is, although it's not live anymore, it will continue to record. So if somebody listens to the air check tape, they will be able to hear it. So I apologize, but I wasn't done talking and I didn't want to cut Sandy off. So we'll finish out this conversation, but it's just not live anymore right now, so it actually officially has ended. But you can hear us live, hear us on the archive. But, Sandy, what I was thinking was that, like, next week I have a show on health and fitness. You know, I try to do something every month, and we're talking about the fall allergies and advice to give to parents and also adults for fall allergy. So maybe it will be fun if at the end of the show, Lana and you can call in, so we can chat more about this whole class and what you guys are doing. So will you ask her for me?
Oh, I sure will, for sure. And you're talking, you're going to have a show about allergies and stuff? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I want to say it's next Wednesday or Thursday. It's called Health and Fitness, and we're focusing on allergies because, you know, it's kind of a big allergy season. But also I like to throw something in there dealing with fitness. So that would be perfect that we can bring you back and you can bring her on and we can talk and maybe she's got some advice that she wants to give other people. So anyway, listen, they're about to kick me off the air. So hugs and kisses, goodbye, and I'll see you on Facebook, okay? Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Love you too. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.